When I was young, I remember watching the news on television. I remember news anchors like Walter Cronkite, and I remember the Huntley-Brinkley Report. I remember their professionalism. They didn't favor one political party over another. They didn't express their opinion or make judgments or embellish their view. They reported the news, period. And so we come to today. I stopped watching the mainstream news. They express their opinions as fact. They lean toward specific political parties, and they deceive and lie and mislead. They can't be trusted. And now I get my news from independent third-party sources through the internet. And even then, I need to take care to weed out the good sources from those seeking sensation, the true conspiracies from the true conspiracy theories. The problem with trying to get true news during this time is that lying is considered acceptable. At least until you're caught. So who can you trust? The bottom line is the only trustworthy source of truth is the Word of God. Thy Word is truth. I look at these news videos and I see blatant sin being touted as normal. I see sexual perversion being paraded around as good. I see it being taught to little children as normal behavior. And I see that which God calls good being trash and ridiculed. I saw a video not too long ago. Some little arrogant scientist, so-called scientist, saying that with the advance of science, man can control his evolution. And by doing this, man will become God. He will no longer need Jesus Christ. And this arrogant, little, puny, insignificant twerp went on to state that Jesus Christ is fake news. Man is so arrogant, so filled with self-importance. And when I view a video like this, you know what I do? I get angry. I find myself pounding on my seat or yelling at the television. I find myself wanting to get up and slap these wicked little people around. And I want to give them their comeuppance, as we say in the South here. My wonderful human nature wants vengeance. And then there's scam calls. We all get them. Your computer has a virus. You're in trouble with the IRS. You have been charged on Amazon for something you did not buy. Ad nauseum. I used to play along with these scammers to waste their time to get back at them. Then my wife admonished me and said I should not return evil for evil. And she was completely correct, and I had to repent. I now politely say I don't deal with scammers and simply hang up. What a world we have to put up with in this end time. And so our human nature craves vengeance when we're wrong. Today, let's consider this concept of vengeance. First, vengeance is defined as the act of taking revenge, harming someone in retaliation for something harmful they've done, especially in the next life. And that's a quotation from an electronic dictionary that I have. And I thought that was interesting, especially in the next life. But vengeance is getting back at someone who has wronged you. What does God's word say about vengeance? Let's first turn to Deuteronomy 32 and verse 35. We'll read this in the New American Standard Version. Deuteronomy 32:35. Vengeance is mine and retribution in due time their foot will slip, for the day of their calamity is near, and the impending things are hastening upon them. Vengeance is God's. And this is repeated in Hebrews 10, verse 30. Hebrews 10, verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Vengeance belongs to God. He owns it. It's his possession. And you see, vengeance does not belong to us. It is not ours to take. Consider this. If you desire to avenge yourself, you are coveting something that does not belong to you. It belongs to God, and you want to take it from him. If you follow through and take vengeance on someone who has truly wronged you, you are stealing from God. God owns vengeance. We have no right to take it from him. Consider David. Let's look at David's example. Saul hated David. Saul did evil against David, trying to take David's life many times. David had ample opportunity to take vengeance and kill Saul, but he did not lift his hand against the king. David waited for God to take vengeance on Saul. And when God finally brought Saul to justice, to his end, David did not celebrate. He mourned for Saul. Yes, we get angry. It's not a sin to get angry. But anger is a strong emotion. And it is not, if it's not checked, it will lead to a root of bitterness. And that root will lead to sin. I think we have all seen how the root of bitterness has destroyed many of our friends and brethren over the years. This is why we're instructed to never let the sun go down on our anger. I'm sure over the years, a few of us have taken vengeance into our own hands, and over our lifetime, we tried to repay the hurt that we have received. I know I took vengeance on a friend of mine, and when I did, he began to cry. And I felt terrible. How do you feel after you take vengeance? Does it make you feel better? Does it make you feel ashamed? I know I felt very bad in my case. It was raw human nature wanting to get even. And think about this. As a human being, are we even qualified to take vengeance? You see, when a human being takes vengeance, it is for self-gratification. Only our God has the character to take vengeance, because he uses it in love, and he uses it to teach, and he uses it to lead people to repentance. Paul gives us some guidance about vengeance in the book of Romans. Turn to Romans 12. We'll read verses 17 through 19. Romans 12, 17 through 19. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God is completely capable of rendering vengeance. He certainly does not need our help. He takes vengeance out of an ongoing concern to lead men to repentance. This is something that we are incapable of doing as a human being. So we'll conclude with this simple admonishment from the book of Proverbs. Simple little statement. And I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation because it kind of puts it in a modern from a modern perspective. And don't say, "Now I can pay them back for what they've done to me. I'll get even with them." Brethren, leave the vengeance to God.